Blog Talk Radio.
I shoot the lights out. Until it's bright out. Oh, just another lonely night. Are you willing to sacrifice your life?
Bitch, I'm a monster, no good blood sucker. Fat motherfucker, now look who's in trouble. As you run through my jungle, all you hear is rumbles. Kanye West samples, here's one for example.
Gossip, gossip, nigga, just stop it. Everybody know
I'm a motherfucking monster.
I'ma need to see your fucking hands at the concert. I'ma need to see your fucking hands at the concert. Profit, profit, nigga, I get it. Everybody know I'm a motherfucking monster. I'ma need to see your fucking hands at the concert. I'ma need to see your fucking hands. The best living or dead, hands down, huh? Let's talk more here right now, huh? And my eyes more red than the devil is. And I'm about to take it to another level, bitch. Tell me who you going with, kid. Ain't nobody cold as this. Do the rap and a track, triple double, no assist. And my only focus is staying on some bogus shit. Arguing with my older bitch, acting like I owe a shit. I heard the beat, the same rap to get a track pain. Fuck the chain, that old team is back pain. Fucking up my money, so yeah, I had to act sane. Shot nigga, but these hoes love my accent. They came up to me and said, it's the number two style. If you wanna make it number one, you're number two now. Bitch, they goofy Malibu, I call it Malibu, yeah. Goddamn, you see how we hit them with a new style. Know that motherfucker, well, what you gon' do now? Whatever I wanna do, gosh, it's cool now. Now I'm gonna do fast and new now. Think you motherfucker really, really need it cool now. Cause you will never get on top of this. So mommy, best advice is just to get on top of this. Have you ever had sex with a pharaoh? I put the pussy in a sarcophagus. Now she claiming that I bruised her esophagus. Head of the class and she just want a scholarship. I'm living in the future, so the present is my past. My presence is the present, kiss my ass. Gossip, nigga, just stop it. Everybody know I'm a motherfucking monster. I'ma need to see your fucking hands at the concert. I'ma need to see your fucking hands at the concert. Profit, profit, nigga, I get it. Everybody know I'm a motherfucking monster. I'ma need to see your fucking hands at the concert. I'ma need to see your fucking hands.
Godzilla, King Kong, Loch Ness, Goblin, Ghoul, a zombie with no conscience. Question, what do these things all have in common? Everybody knows I'm a motherfucking monster. Conquer, stop your silly nonsense. None of you niggas know where to talk. None of you niggas have seen the carnage that I've seen. I still hear things scream in my dreams. Murder, and black convertibles. I kill a block, I murder the avenue. I rape and pillage your village, women and children. Everybody wanna know what my Achilles heel is. Love, I don't get enough of it. All I get is these vampires and bloodsuckers. All I see is these niggas I made millionaires, milling about, spilling their feelings in the air. All I see is fake fucks with no things, trying to draw blood from my ice cold veins. I smell a massacre. Seems to be the only way to back you back.
Stop, nigga, just stop it. Everybody know I'm a motherfucking monster. I'ma need to see your fucking hands at the concert. I'ma need to see your fucking hands at the concert. Profit, nigga, I get it. Everybody know I'm a motherfucking monster. I'ma need to see your fucking hands at the concert. I'ma need to see your fucking hands.
Pull up in a monster, automobile gangster. With a bad bitch that came from Sri Lanka. Yeah, I'm in a tanga, color of Willy Wonka. You could be the king, but watch the queen conquer.
Kanye, Jay-Z, Nicki Minaj with the hot slamming single Monster. That's how I'm starting off the night. Another night, Mayhem Monday with your girl, Forever the Realist with Forever Hot Topics. The topic of tonight is going to be economy, importance of money. Money is very important. You know what I'm saying? There's so much going on nowadays in the world that's letting you know how important it is. It's time to wake up, folks. Stop messing around with all these games around you and stay focused on your well-being, what's best for self, your loved ones, and your future. You know, that's what it's about. Going to have Unique Gotti, female rap artist in the mother what spaceship is going down in cyberspace, you feel me? Another night, we doing it with the group After Hours. They going to be here letting you know about themselves, where you could contact them, and, of course, listening to the hottest music that's out there right now. So tune in, you know what I'm saying? Call in, tell a friend. 310-861-2317. It's time to get it on. You know, every show, I have to give it up to my boy, Tupac. You know what I'm saying? Always, every show, that's just how it's going to go. You know, we with this New West movement, he paved the way. You know what I'm saying? This is where I'm from. So that's what I'm representing all day, every day. We getting it in. Here we go with my boy Tupac, R.I.P.
Clearly, there's no need for you to fear me. when it's said and done, I bet this brother be a better one. If I upset you, don't stress, never forget that God isn't finished with me yet. I feel his hand on my brain when I write wrongs. I go blind and let the Lord do his thing. But I'm a less holy, cause I choose to pump a blunt and drink a beer with my homies. Before we find world peace, we gotta find peace in the war in the streets, my ghetto gospel.
Indeed, indeed, indeed. Gotta give it up for my boy Tupac, R.I.P. You know, my boy was very diverse in his music, you know what I'm saying, as well, Lil Wayne and many other greats that's out there, you know what I'm saying? So let's, you know, salute to my boy. You know, I always gotta give it up every night, Mayhem Monday, Forever Hot Topics. It's going down. You know what I'm saying? So, this is your girl, Forever the Realist. You know, I do music myself. You know, I'm doing my own little thing with TME, Thug Miss Entertainment. And I'm just about to switch it up a little bit on them, because tonight's topic is about money. And, of course, like many other topics we're going to have, it's many different aspects, many different ways you can look at it. You know what I'm saying? So tonight I'm about to play one of my singles called Give Me the Money. Hot single. Been out. Sure lots have heard it. And yeah, just support your girl. You know it's going down. Here we go. Mayhem Mondays.
Hey, hey, little mama.
Hey.
What's your name?
Thug Miss.
Oh, is that right? You know what I'm saying? Your boy just want to holler at you for a minute, you know? I see you stunning your true religion, your Dolce & Gabbana
glasses. That's right. That's just how I get
shopping
down.
Shopping at the Beverly Center and all that.
Right.
I'm looking for a girl just like...
Stop the bullshit, gosh, no time to fall in love with a dick. I'm all about paper that stack real quick. Diamond belts on my hip, stubborn little mama, I ain't giving no lip. I tell a nigga zip, but just enough to be pleased with his deeds and his dollars up. Cutie pie named Isaac, met him at the right track. Now we swing in the sack, bringing tips right back. At a quarter to 12 a.m. cause Suli gotta style my nails. You know I gotta stay dressed to impress. Baby fat jeans with the ice roll lead necklace. Got the fellas on stuck when they look at my chest. Bitches hoping I'm a nigga pulling next to the legs. Window tinted bumping game in the turning lane. I be that girl Thug Miss burn to change the game. What isn't that isn't that funny? This nigga gave me some money, cause he said I'm cute and got a nice ass body. What isn't this? What isn't this funny? How I could use this dummy, thinking I love you? Hell nah, nigga, give me the money. Hey, now I like your style. Damn, you look good, I'm focused now. Design cut lined out the image of a maid. Gave good direction, made good between my legs. Thought I was getting dick, only got licked. And cutie didn't even spit, swallowed all of it. Job well done, gave a light breath. And I said, look at some of them, send them straight for the sun. Look, I put it like this, I provide the clitoris. Nigga, you need this, I could be nice or I could be selfish. My matter overflow could get the thoughts in a twist. I could simp, act like my feelings are men. Tell you what you want to hear to lose the money clip. Lamborghini doors pulled up on a bent. Doing what you can in a pinch to get the booty bent. Isn't that, Isn't that funny, funny? This nigga gave me some money, cause he said I'm cute and got a nice ass body, body. What isn't this, isn't this? What isn't this funny, funny? How I could use this dummy, thinking I love you, hell no, nah, nigga, give me the money. Clean cut, brother, looking real jazzy, said he'd do anything. Ooh. He had to have me, he was old enough to be my damn daddy. So I called him daddy and he tricked out my Chevy. 20 inch fenders with the chromed out fenders. Tinkerbell, Cherry TVs, no antennas. 60 miles dipping down Crenshaw Boulevard. Varieties of cute faces, lost in advertised cars. What, do your thing, nigga. Do your thing. Rep a car, club, or fit the game. Bang, profit from Miss Thang. Her gang from Dope Slang. Go hard on a bitch, we'll flip the same game. Pussy is power, like money and cocaine. Got the potency to make a man wanna profit. He changes his personality, the power of pussy. Isn't that funny, funny? This nigga gave me some money, cause he said I'm cute and got a nice ass body, body. What isn't this, isn't this? What isn't this funny, funny? How I could use this dummy, thinking I love you? Hell no, nah, nigga, give me the money. Nigga, give me the money. Give me the money. Black, white, nigga, give me the money. Poe, rich, what? Give me the money. Nigga, give me the money. Thugness, what? Nigga, give me the money. Demanding it, what? Give me the money. Nigga, give me the money.
Give me the money. Give me the money. And you better know it. People need to wake up and see what time it is. But right now, I'm going to tell you what time it is. It's time for the female rappers to step up, step up, step up and take over. You know what I'm saying? We got a lot to say. You know, we go through what we go through. We got our creativity. We got our swag. And we got our attitude. And it's going down, down, down. Tonight, I want to introduce Unique Gotti. Hip hop female artist in the game. What it do, Unique Gotti?
What it do, Thug Miss?
You know what I'm saying? It is such a blessing to have you in the spaceship. You know, we in cyberspace right now, and we letting it be known. You know what I'm saying? It's such a pleasure to have you on the show. How you doing?
It's all good, Ma. I'm glad to be part of your West Coast thing you got going on, you know what I mean?
Well, but that's always what's up.
Everybody out there,
that's
you know
always
what it
what's
is.
Up.
Yes, yeah, girl, you all... need Gotti from the Boogie Down. Hey, what up, Thug Miss?
What it do? Hey, I just
what
want you to let the people know who you are and where you from, my nigga. Like, you have a major story to tell. You know, you representing East Coast, West Coast. Like, you on a major, major movement that's beyond one side. And I just want you to let the people know about that, you know, and how everything is going and who you are and et cetera, et cetera.
Man, it is what it is. I'm Tulsa Kimona, as you know, from the Boogie Down Bronx. I'm out here on the West Coast. A part of the West Coast, East Coast movement. You know what I mean? I got my Gotti girls out there doing their thing. Me, my personally self, I'm doing my thing. You know what I mean? It's just mad love everywhere we go, you know? It's just what it do is what it is. You know what I mean? I stay
most
busy
definitely.
No matter if it's in the studio, streets, or wherever it at. You know what I mean?
Yes, all day, every day, a real hustler, true to the game, true to the soil. That's what's up. You need Gotti. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm just curious. What motivated you to become a rapper?
Man, know what motivates me? Just life in general, what motivates me. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
My struggle, my pain, what I've been through. You know what I'm saying? My daughter. You know what I mean? The whole streets itself. You know what I mean?
Yeah, all day.
Production, you know, they depending on me out there, so I got to, you know, keep it moving, keep it gully, keep it moving, you know what I mean? But it is what it is. Just, you know, I'm just love to be a part of your show today, you know. Much blessings
and thank
to
you
everybody
for being
out
here.
There
I mean, you know, I was listening to your music, my nigga, like you were really you hot, you explosive. Like, I'm listening to it over and over, like, damn. And that's what I'm talking about, and that's why I'm so happy to have this show, because there's so much talent that's underground, and people need to hear it. You know what I'm saying? People need to see what's really going on, because it's like all kind of like, I mean, no disrespect, but I'm sure people is tired of listening to the same shit on the radio. Like, it's time for new, fresh music. You know what I'm saying? And that's where you come into play. You know what I'm saying? So, to you, like, what are your hot singles that you got out right now?
Well, my hot singles, you know, I got a bunch of them, but most of them is Fast Life. You know, it tells me a little bit more about myself. You know, we keep it moving. Yeah, we do the Fast Life thing, but, you know, still we just keep it moving to our future, you know what I mean? And then we got the Gotti Girls, you know what I mean? They got their little single out there. It's featuring me, you know? So they doing their thing, you know? Then my other new song I got with John Doe. You know, it's all good. This is just a blessing to be here right now.
Yes, it is. Okay. Yes.
And I respect every artist out there. I respect all the female artists doing their thing right now. You know what I mean? Everybody got their time. Everybody know what it is, you know? And hopefully in the future I do songs with people that's on the radio, you know what I mean? It's all good to me.
Yeah.
You know, but I love, you know, and I'm also working the songs with Thug Miss herself, you know what I mean? Everybody
Forever Thug Miss in the building. Forever Thug Miss.
I love all my female rappers out there, you know what I mean?
That's
I know females run this shit, so shit. You know, it is what it is in this day. You know, we out here doing our thing. And I love working with all my females I work with. You know what I mean? I don't play it hate. Everybody got their own style. I don't try to, like, put myself out there to compete, but, you know what I mean? It is what it is in the end of the day.
Well, it is a competitive field, you know what I'm saying? So you always got to keep in mind that you're the best, but at the same time, don't be hating, you know, on the ones that's around you, all the jealousy type shit, but always keep in mind that you're the best, you know what I'm saying? And I just want to let the people hear Fast Life. You know what I'm saying? A hot single, your girl Unique Gotti is in a spaceship right now. We live right now in cyberspace. I'm about to play this hot shit right now. So turn your music up. Turn your music up.
NYC, you know?
Solo, featuring Solo from the what? Say that, my nizzle bizzle.
From the NYC, Brooklyn, VK, Boogie Down Bronx all day, baby.
All day. Here we go.
And I love my West Coast.
I'm so caught up in the fast life. I'm so caught up in the fast life. Yeah, I'm caught up in the fast life. Sometimes I love money more, I'm terrified.
so caught up in the fast life. That's what's up. Damn, my nigga. That shit's hot.
No, I'm saying I never, never let them take my soul to reach my goals. You feel me?
Yes.
What up, Doug Miss? Everybody out there, you know what I mean? You listening? Much love to everybody out there at work.
Man. So, I heard you mention the Gotti Girls. What's up with the Gotti Girls?
Well, right now, the Gotti Girls is doing their own thing, you know what I mean? But we still apart together, but we just doing our own thing right for right now. But we always get together, do our shows and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, unfortunately, it be like that. It just be different lifestyles. You know what I'm saying? People be having to do what they need to do. So it happens, you know.
You know, it always happens to the best of them. You know what I mean? We still got love for each other, though. You know, they always know they can always come to me and tell me whatever, you know. But it is what it is.
All day. But I know you got a show coming up on the 30th.
Yeah.
Yes. Tell the people what's up with that show. What's up with that show, my nizzle bezel?
No, I'm saying it is what it is. It's a costume party on the 30th. Airliner, you know what I'm saying? Special featuring of RLK, Rock, you know what I mean? That's who I've been, like, working with as far as promoting out there. You feel me? A good little promoter. He's all right. But much love to him, too, and all the people's about come out there, show me some love. You feel me? Airliner, that's what's going down on the 30th.
Okay, y'all heard that. Okay. Right here on Forever Hot Topics, Unique Gotti Live, October 30 at the Airliner. It's going
down. Yeah, at the Airliner.
Damn. It's going down.
It's going down.
So, my nigga, I just want you to
my
tell
East Coast niggas with me, too, on stage.
Yeah, you know, that's what it's about. Man, we on some whole other stuff. Like I was saying, the topic of the night is the importance of money. So people need to focus on what's really going on and their well-being and their families and et cetera, et cetera. It's time to focus. That's my whole goal. You know what I'm saying? I just want so many people to be on the same level and to know what's important, get them priorities together. But I just want you to let the people know, where can they locate your music? How can they contact you?
Unique Gotti at yahoo.com. Unique Gotti on Facebook, YouTube, you know what I'm saying? Find me on Urban also. And that's about it. I don't do Twitter. Don't follow me at all.
That's right. I mean, you know, it's I can definitely dig that. You know what I'm saying?
You can Google me, though. It's a blessing on your show. Much love to everybody out there. You know what I'm saying? Come to my show. Show some support for your female artists out there doing their thing. Also look out for the artists I'm working with. DJNA was good. You know what I mean? She's, look her up, YouTube, DJNA. You know what I mean? She got her little hot singles out there. She got her
DJNA, my nigga. How do you spell DJNA? Why don't you let people know? Because it could be so many ways it could be spelled, and we want to make sure we're looking for the right person. So, well, how you spell her name?
That's DJ. Well, on YouTube, I think it's DJ. Just punch it, DJ, and it's going to pop up. DJ.
Oh, okay, most definitely.
Yeah. So it is what it is, you know what I'm saying?
I'm trying to find out
if that's the correct page I'm giving people. You feel me?
So I got to ask you the topic question. The topic for tonight is the economy. Importance of money. Money is a major factor. What are your views on the topic of tonight?
Well, I think you know, we all need money on a regular day-to-day basis, you know what I'm saying? There's no importance in it, but we still need it. You know what I mean? It is what it is. We all need that, you know? So it's a struggle to go get it. You know, so everybody out there hustling, doing whatever they do, working, whatever they doing, do what they do, you know what I mean? We all got to eat.
You know? Yes, and if we all got to eat and it's a struggle to get it, and it's something that we need for our well-being, why do you think it is such a struggle? Why do you think it's so hard to obtain money?
You know, I really don't really want to speak upon too much about that, but, you know, it's very important to have money. I mean, they, you know, they took three things, basic needs, and put it all together to have to have that. We have to have money. So to get money, we got to go get it. You know what I'm saying? Eat it all. You know, take no sleep. I mean, mm-hmm. out here's a struggle. Everybody's doing what we do, but we all need it. So that's the importance of it. We all need it. Feed our families, feed, eat, you know, and everybody's struggling. I mean, some people struggling, some people not, you know what I mean? So I can't really answer that too much, but, you know, I can't really talk upon it too much, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, I can definitely feel you. I mean, I'm sure, you know, you can mostly share your views, of course, of what you're going through or what's going on around you, and I'm sure some things you just probably, you know, but for the most part, you let the people know what's up. You know what I'm saying? And it's from your perspective, and that's what's important. All day.
Keep your eye open, you know what I mean?
Stay focused. That's my whole thing. And, you know, it's a lot of people that's not focused out here that's just all up on the wrong things, you know, focus on the wrong things, need to get them priorities together. So it's good that we have this show so people could, you know, hear the real deal.
The only thing I got to say, everybody keep motivated, get something to just get your drive going up, you know what I'm saying? Even if it's a person thing, money, whatever it is, keep your motivation. I mean, follow your dreams, follow your heart. You will get there. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to chase it. It comes to you. If it's for you. You know what I mean? Other than that, we all good and set. You know what I mean? Everybody out there, much love. It's your girl, Unique Gotti. Thug Miss, I appreciate you having me on your line. That's what it is.
Okay. And thank you too, girl. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you, it's always a blessing when I have you people up on this show because, you know, it's just allowing me to do what I like to do. You know what I'm saying? I like to just promote and just get people out there. And even though I'm an artist, like, it's just all love. It's time to come together and it's time to just do that new West Coast movement. Right now, it's the new East Coast, West Coast movement right now. We got my girl Unique Gotti in the building. We're going to end it off with Going Hard and Welcome to My World. Two hot tracks from my girl Unique Gotti. Look her up. Check her out.
Everybody, you done know, go copy. You heard?
Do that. We on. All right, girl.
All right, mommy.
Good looking out, my nigga. All right.
All right.
Your girl, Unique Gotti. Yes, Google her. Check her out October 30th at Airliner. Tell a friend, it's going down tonight, Mayhem Mondays, Forever Hot Topics. The topic for tonight is economy, importance of money. You know, every night I holler at my nigga Webb Steezy, for all those who don't know the slang. You know what I'm saying? And I just got to break it down in a way so people can understand the full term. Sometimes we throw these words around and don't even really know what we really saying, but we got an idea, but it's good to just break it down. Economy means wealth and resources of a country or region in terms of the production and consumption of goods and services. It is the financial system. It is financial management. Money. M-O-N-E-Y. Money means a current medium of exchange in the form of coins and banknotes. Yes, you need both, people. That is capitalism. That is the way it's going. It's going, it's going. You need money to get this, to get that, and to get the other. That's just the way it goes. But people say money is the root of all evil. Why? Because people rob, steal, and kill for it, because we're human beings and we're fit for survival. And survival, we need certain things. And in order to acquire that, you need M-O-N-E-Y. You know what I'm saying? It's a very important factor, very important topic. You know, people can't live without it. You know what I'm saying? In some sense, but to be healthy, of good care, taken care of, you need money. You know what I'm saying? So that's just what it is. That's just what it be like. And I sit back and I think, and sometimes I even have to ask myself, you know what I'm saying? Like, honestly, though, what would I do for money? What would people do for money? It turns into trust, like a trust issue. You know what I'm saying? How there's people all around you from different backgrounds and different walks of life. And ain't no telling, you know what I'm saying, if they feel it one day that you need to be the suspect, I mean the victim. You know what I'm saying, for them taking your shit, whatever you work hard to get, whatever you got in your pockets, you know what I'm saying? It becomes a matter of life and death. You know, people are greedy out here. People don't care about the next person. You know, it's just so broad. So I just love to have these kind of topics, to hear different, you know, views and perspectives, different walks of life, to see what's going on. You know what I'm saying? And then there's the issue of saving money. Like, is saving money really possible if you're actually working from check to check, hustle from hustle to hustle? You wasn't born with all the money and the fortune and all. You know what I'm saying? So is saving really possible for someone who works a 9-to-5 or who works two jobs, or it doesn't even matter, because things are so high nowadays, you know, it's hard. It's hard to survive. I'm starting to think about, you know, how things used to be, even in my mom's times, you know what I'm saying, like her generation, and I'm always going to speak up on my mom, because if it wasn't for her, it wouldn't be a me, you know what I'm saying? And so I'm a major blessing, and I thank her. She's a major blessing. Because if it wasn't for her, you know, it wouldn't be me to do things like this. You know what I'm saying? Of course, it'll probably be somebody else, but damn it, I'm happy it's me. But the question is, nowadays, it's so hard. Is it even possible to save? Or is people just doing whatever with money, spending money on things that they think they need just because of what society says is right? You know, people need to understand the difference between a necessity and something that they, like, what is it, a necessity and something that they want? You know what I'm saying? If it's not something that they want, then it's not really major. But sometimes people get it confused, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you need the things that you need to survive as far as food, clothes on your back, lights on, roof over your head. Everything needs to be paid, but instead people want to spend their money on Lucci. You hear your girl? Fendi, Louis, Gucci. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know what I meant. But anyway, so it's a major topic, and I'm happy we own it, you know, and it's going down tonight. Share your views, 310-861-2317. Forever Hot Topics is going down. You know what I'm saying? And we just had your girl, Unique Gotti, you know, a major factor of the hip-hop world, especially upcoming, you know. There's not a lot of females in the game that is doing the damn thing. And that's why, I mean, I love to converse and get to know and listen to different artists, regardless of male or female. But, of course, people, I do give a lot of light on the females that's coming up in this game because it's hard out here. But we're doing it. We're conquering just like we always do. You feel me? And it's going down tonight. Check it out. Gucci, Gucci. Fendi, Fendi. Louis, Louis. Prada.
1-6 room, full of passion. 1-6 room, full of passion. 1-6 room, full of passion. 1-6 room, full of passion.
and all my hoes dirty like welcome mat. Till the wheels fall off, I can fix the flat. If you're scared, go to church and get a scripture tat. Guns inside the children, I don't beat y'all, just be with wild ass niggas. And I am the wildest, I'm a motherfucker. Call me Weezy, baby. And on the end of the barrel, I got a sweet potato. My life is a movie, I got a leading lady. My rooftop drops back like Tom Brady. I got the world in my hands, skateboard in my van, and all my boys stay strapped like we live in Iran. I know what I can do, so bitch, I do what I can. Drop that sorry for the way, man, I'm just saying. I'm in one big room, full of baggage.
Ra ra ah ah ah, rama rama ma ga ga, ooh la la, what's your bad romance? Drama. watch out the romance.
Hey, 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 hey. Yes, Lady Gaga, Bad Romance. I'm playing it all. It's going down tonight. Forever Hot Topics. The topic for tonight is economy, the importance of money. You know, I share my side. People are sharing their side. And we're continuing tonight with the group After Hours. I'm telling you, people, I'm telling you, this group is hot, hot, hot. Now, it's not a lot of, you know, groups or artists that's out there that gets me off of my ass in a club or any kind of show. I don't know, but I know this group had got me up. They're on fire, and I am just a major fan. You know, I just want to introduce Lucci, one of the members of After Hours. How you doing tonight?
I'm great, love. How you doing?
I am doing excellent, excellent. I am so happy to have you on my show. You know, like you heard me say, and I know you heard me say many, many a times, you guys are explosive, and I really feel it's important for you guys to be heard any which way possible.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm happy you have us on your show, you know what I mean? I'm actually happy that you got up and danced at the club that night.
Oh, my goodness. I was like, oh, no. Because
yeah. It
is very rare for me, because, you know, I'm an artist myself. You know, we all cocky because we got such an expensive gift. You know, but it's like, I mean, when I heard you guys, it was like, damn, I'm a fan, like, and I am a fan. And you guys are explosive, and I just want the people to know, you know, what's up with y'all. Like, give us some history. Like, what's going on with the group After Hours?
Well, right now we're in the process of making a few videos, but how we got together was a matter of everything just falling, in the right places. And a lot of us, there's four of us mainly in the band, if you want to call it that. And two of us have been doing music together for the last 10 years, and which is me and Charlie. And KC came into the picture about a couple of years ago. He was actually producing a solo album for me, and everything just kind of, you know, funneled into let's create a new sound, and unintentionally, we ended up blending all of our styles and everything we liked and loved about music and just making it happen. And then our fourth member, City, he actually been going to Los Angeles Recording School for the last year and a half, and I met him there, and he hopped on a track as a feature, and he became a member, you know, that kind of thing. So it was kind of match made in heaven.
You know what that is? It's a match made in heaven, and it reminds me of some real gumbo, because it's different flavors, but it's bomb and expensive. Like, you know what I'm saying? You guys do, and I was thinking, like, what is the genre? Because you guys are at this, it's new, fresh music, and I think it's just, like, the game is really hungry for you guys. Your talent and what you guys are bringing to the table.
I really appreciate that. I mean, we're really, and it's not that we're really, really not trying to do anything different. We're just going where it feels good, and we kind of found a niche in that whole aspect of things. So, I mean, it's working out for us. You know, we're getting more and more attention as time goes on. It's hard to get in that popular ear because everybody's used to, you know, the stuff that's on the radio and all that. But, I mean, we're definitely trying to hit it from a new angle.
Well, you guys accomplished that.
Yeah, we're trying to hear from the realest angle. You feel me?
Yes, yes. You guys accomplished that. You know, round of many applause to you guys.
Thank you.
You know
thank
what I'm
you.
Saying? You guys are doing it big. So, right now, I just want to let the people hear one of these hit singles, Fantasy.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You know what? I mean.
What?
I've been listening to this over and over and over. I love the whole concept. concept of, you know, you missing her. It's a dream. It's a fantasy. Like, I love music that tells stories. You know what I'm saying? I love listening to lyrics. And just the whole nine, you guys are a well-made package. And it's going down tonight. Here we go.
Thank you.
After Hours.
Yeah, this was featuring Milan, too.
Fantasy with your girl, Milan, is going down tonight. Here we go.
Last night I had a dream. This beautiful girl wanted me. I want her so bad. I wake up so mad. I hate the fact it's a fantasy. Last night I had a dream. This beautiful girl wanted me. I want her so bad. I wake up so mad. I hate the fact it's a fantasy.
Can you hear my heartbeat? Look, I walk light, but my feet look light. I've been walking for days trying to find Miss Right. And all alone, she been standing in the light, looking at me like, damn, I'm right. But I know I've been wrong, and I know you right. And I know I had too much of that to kill tonight. But they call it deception, but my confession. To ask God, forgive me for the things I've been blessed with. I think about things, so y'all please arrest them. I think about bad things, God, please arrest them. Unreal reality, the beautiful face, the space that occupies my fantasy. You're my 12th dimension, my parallel hell here, and I can't touch you, yeah. You're my mindless journey, my journal's nightmare. Every word written and contained through my infinite, I dare sleep forever, and to not have you ever. You're my suicide prize, my ultimate sin, or at least a blessing to be looking in the eyes of death's cousin. So I sleep, I leap through time, my sanity I try to keep. Then lose me, bring it back to me. I love you, come back to me. Amuse me, get it? Amuse me.
Yeah.
See, now, this is the kind of song that make you want to just jump, spill your drink all over people, like throw your hair back and forth. Like, that shit is stupid hot. After Hours, hit single, Fantasy. You know, well, I'm live right now with another member of the group After Hours right now with my boy Charlie. What's up, Charlie?
Yo, what's up with you? What's going on?
You know, I'm good. You know, I'm chilling right here, feeling very blessed to have you guys on my show. It's just such an honor.
Oh, man, I feel the same. Likewise. I'm sitting in the same seat like you.
Well, thank you so much. And I just want you to tell the people, like, who you are, where you from, and just a little bit of history on how this all came together.
I go by the name of Charlie. I'm like 25% of the group. We're like mixed fruit that just, you know, you go and buy it to a big old basket that you just want to tear into. It's just so good. We come together like that. Three of us go to school together. Me, I don't go to school with them, but I'm still like musically inclined and all of the above. I just don't have the time to right now. But make a long story short, my boy KC, Luch, City Boy, they all go to school. Engineering, music, everything, all of the above. We met. That's how they met. Well, that's how they met City. It's a long story. Let me just break it down then, right? Me and my boy Luch been doing music for like 10 years. So it's been a long run. You know, even doing his project, I would do mine. Then we'd get together on some tracks every blue moon. So at the end of the day, you know, at 10th year, we just finally said, you know what, we're going to put down our own single tracks and we're just going to form a group. We ran into my boy KC, who had just got off tour from a punk group. Crazy drummer, you know, he's energetic, so he bring like the rock side to it. We connected with him, did about one track. The track was so blazing, we just said, you know what, let's just make it us three, the group. Then they went to school, they applied for school, went to school, started getting more into it. More people started hearing our music. Then that's how they met City Boy. City Boy heard of my boy KC and Luch because they all go to school. Jumped him on the track. He blessed us with about 16 bars. It was blazing. It was a blessing. They introduced him to me. I was blessed to meet the dude. You know, he formed the other, you know, the fourth leg for the group. And now, at the end of the day, we like a family. It's like we've known each other 14 years. But really, you know, only people known that long is me and Luch. But everybody else, I feel like we've known them that long.
It's all blessings. And it is. And not only with yourselves, but what you could bring to the people. You know what I'm saying? Because it's fresh, new music. And it's just explosive. And you guys coming together, doing what you're doing, you know, showing that you guys could come together, do this diverse music, handle it by going to school, learning the business aspect, learning everything to a T, like that's just what it do. You guys are gonna be very, very, very successful, and I'm gonna rephrase that. You guys are already there. You guys are just stupid hot.
Appreciate it.
And I am so happy that I had let me tell you, because you know, I spoke to my boy Luke, and I just gotta say, you know, that night I was invited out by my boy Trey. You know, Trey Love, you know, he's also a co-host on, you know, the show Trey Love Radio.
Okay.
I didn't even want to go out. I'm like, nah, you know what I'm saying? I'm cool. But
you're like, it's about to be one of those.
Pressuring me, like, you know, he's like, man, it's going to be this hot band, man. They're going to be there. And I'm like, I don't know, but your girl got her ass up, got fly, got up there,
what,
blew
what
my mind.
Came in.
You blew my mind. You know
man.
What I'm saying? I can't get over it. I can't get over it.
Man, we try. We just try to keep it intact. You know, I guess if you stay focused, you know, you'll be good. So we stay focused on everything we do, and we try to perfect it to the T. But we appreciate it, man. You know, it was that night was I don't even know, it was explosive. You know. I couldn't
yeah,
even see
and
nobody.
Not to mention, but not to mention, okay, because you guys on stage, and you know, I'm a performer. You know, I feel you. I can dig in. Sometimes it's hard to see, or you know, you don't know what the crowd is saying, but all you can see is a response and a vibe, and all you can do is feel that.
Yeah,
but me
absolutely.
Being in the audience, like me being actually in the audience, the way you guys had the audience was stupid. You know, it was like,
yeah.
Oh, man, look at y'all fan base. Like, you guys are just off the chain right now.
That's,
you know what I'm saying?
That's energy.
Yeah.
The crowd is our Red Bull. It gives us energy, you know?
Yeah, it gives you wings, right?
Man, it gave us wings. We was flying that night, huh? Man,
for real, for real.
Man, but yeah, that night, man. We, you know, it's funny. Every show we do, we try to do it even bigger than what we did. You know, so we try to bring something new every show. So the next couple of shows are gonna be something even crazier, even more energetic. So we just growing. It's a growing process, but we getting there.
Yes, and that's what matters. Staying focused, having a priority together. I'm telling you, that's how you could accomplish all. I'm definitely supporting you guys. You guys are off the chain. I want the people to hear Sippin' Rosé. After hours is in the building. Got your boy Lucci, Charlie, Casey, and City Boy putting it down tonight. Here we go with the high single, Sippin' Rosé.
She out there. Kim Kardashian would like this shit.
Oh, like me.
Sippin' Rosé.
Sippin' Rosé out of plastic.
Sippin' rosé out of plastic.
My dough is plastic, my bitch is plastic. I'm a fuck about baby, 50 M so plastic. Penthouse suite on the 33rd floor, nigga, I'm so cold. What you want out the cannery, the plastic off. What you want off the menu, read the plastic off. And put your best animals and plastics on. Cause we throwing L.A. shade, don't see no play. Hit the green table with the black plastic quarters. Our color stays vivid cause we drink pink water. Talking so much trash that my tongue's a hoarder. I call them Barbies and you call them daughters. I'm still hood cause I throw up the best. But I drink good cause I throw up the best. So rinse my mouth out and spit the best. And take the bubble bath in my rosy water. I'm sipping on the best shit. Yep, now they gotta bring out your old hits. shit to compare him to me, cause I'm new shit. I keep it coming like a Bang Bros porn flick. Drinks on the house, baby, where they do this? Yeah, ain't no, well, I guess I got a show. A rock star, baby, with a rap star flow. I got the ladies, meet me at the back door. But don't forget to grab that rosé, bro.
Sippin' rosé, sippin' rosé. Sippin' rosé, sippin' rosé. Sippin' rosé, sippin' rosé.
Sippin' rosé out of plastic.
Sippin' rosé, sippin' rosé. Sippin' rosé, sippin' sippin' rosé, sippin' rosé, sippin' sippin' rosé.
Sippin' rosé out of plastic.
She out there, I see her.
Kim Kardashian,
she out of plastic.
We still hood, cause we throw the best, but we drink good, cause we throw the best. So rinse mouth out and spit the best, and take a bubble bath in a rosy water. We still hood, cause we throw the best, but we drink good, cause we throw the best. So rinse mouth out and spit the best, and take a bubble bath in a rosy water.
Couple rose petals, kush by the metal, elevator flow, take you to another level. The nigga that you with, sweeter than some fruity pebbles, but I ain't with the games, and I can show ain't twisted metal. But tell them hoes, let's go. I'm trying to see you shake it, J-E-L-L-O. Dark skin and yellow, seventh of that purple and gold, I call it L-O. Pocket full of notes, but don't call it a falsetto. Your city, baby, gimme, baby, after hours, sipping power. Rose wine, Christian flowers, getting money, fuck the cowards. The tank got me smelling like I missed a shower. Another bottle down the tank, got him feeling power. This rose got me going insane. I'm losing my mind, I just need your brain. I'm sorry, mom, but I don't need your name. I'm on my way to the top, off this thing you tame.
Sippin' rosé, sippin' sippin' rosé, sippin' rosé, sippin' sippin' rosé. Sippin' rosé, sippin' sippin' rosé, sippin' rosé, sippin' sippin' rosé, sippin' rosé, sippin' sippin' rosé.
Sippin' rosé,
out of
plastic.
Yes.
What you know about it tonight? After Hours is in the building. Mayhem Mondays, Forever Hot Topic. What it do?
Yo.
Yo, hello.
Yes, yes, yes. I got my boys in the building, Lucci and Charlie. You know what I'm saying? Members of the After Hours. You know what I'm saying? And we're getting it in. Now, I wanted to bring up, you know, I got to bring it up, you know, about your album that's out right now. Two black guys, a Mexican, and an Italian walk into a bar.
Right, right. It's only,
we stay home, that's why.
I'm just saying, I mean, I'm looking at you guys, and I'm like, okay, two black guys, a Mexican, and an Italian. I'm like, okay, that precise. Catchy. Very catchy. I'm feeling it's hot. So who came up with the title?
I did. It was a joke. We
it's
always come up with the title that, it's Lucci right now. We always come up with these titles and names of our music, and you know, they're not really ever supposed to stick, but they end up sticking, and it always stems from a joke or something just funny that we said, or you know, that kind of thing. And this one just stuck. We went with it. You know what I mean? We couldn't think of anything better. It actually was before City came on. It was just one black guy, one Mexican, and Italian walking to a bar. But we had to switch it up and accommodate the situation, and you know, it's a wonderful thing. You know, it's exactly what we are. We're not trying to portray anything or be anything. We just ourselves and doing what we do, and everybody does their own thing, and we come together. You know.
Well, we ain't changing it.
For real, and you shouldn't, Charlie, like, at all. Like, you shouldn't. I mean, it's wonderful, and just imagine your fan base and all the different walks of people that you guys are communicating to as far as your music and your swag and just your different cultures and just everything just collide into one. Like, it's awesome, awesome.
Yeah.
So how do people get a hold of your music? Like, how will people be able to buy the album Two Black Guys, a Mexican, and an Italian walk into a bar
and won't shut the fuck up after hours. And won't shut up. That's exactly what the end of that is. You can find us on iTunes. Just look up the album name on iTunes, Rhapsody, Amazon. We're on CD Baby. We're on eMusic. Just look up Two Black Guys, Mexican, Italian walk into a bar.
We're everywhere.
You can find us even on SoundCloud, After Hours Music. Find us there. And on Facebook, definitely on Facebook.com/onafter2am, you know. And just find us there. And like us. We'll like you back.
And don't forget, the CDs are on order right now, so they'll be here soon.
Oh, yeah, we got the album. We got the Digipack coming in a couple of weeks.
Yeah,
the Fully Remastered album. We're working with.
Yeah, so it'll be here real soon. With pictures and everything.
Oh, and also, you guys got to check out the Sippin' Rosé music video on YouTube. Definitely.
Oh.
Just search Sippin' Rosé by After Hours, and it'll come up. And HQ for all your viewing pleasure. There's more than one naked body in that video, and it's hilarious. You guys got to watch it.
Oh, man, that's crazy.
Definitely.
It's crazy.
Definitely.
You got to put your shades on for that.
Yep.
So I got to ask this question, and this is just to get to know a little bit stuff about yourself. Like, what's one of your favorite songs and why? I mean, I know you guys like all your music, but I'm sure there's one song that, you know, hits you. So, Lucci, you tell me, like, what is your favorite song and why?
Favorite song. You know what? I like one of my favorite songs that I played, I think, nonstop for probably about 10 years is Run to the Sun, N.E.R.D. track from, like, I think it came out in 2001 or 2002, actually. And it's number 7 on the track. I wore that song out so bad that it stopped playing. I had to buy a record again. I had to buy that CD.
Yeah, now you know that's that music, and it really sticks to you, to your soul. Like when you were, you know, listening to a song nonstop, you know, and can't get enough of it. So.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I don't know. I just like musicianship, and it's hard to find that nowadays. And finding it, and I also like listening to artists that really haven't hit the limelight so hard and stayed in the limelight that long, because usually their music is really raw and they're still hungry and they still want to, you know, make good music and not just make a dollar, you know?
Right, definitely. So, Charlie, you know, same question, like, what's one of your favorite songs and why?
You know, the funny thing is, man, I'm a big fan of a lot of people, so I don't really have, you know, one specific. Really, I'm a Michael Jackson fan. I'm a Michael Jackson fan.
R.I.P.
You know, I'm a big Nerds fan, Neptunes fan. What is that, the Rockstar song? What is that?
Huh?
That Ooh, Baby, You Want Me?
That's the same album.
Yeah, that joint right there is dope. It's called Lap Dance by Neptune. That one is dope, you know. That one, man, you know, many songs by them, many songs by Jay-Z, Jigga, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Man, there's so many of them, you know what I mean? So many good artists, but I'm a fan of everybody at the end of the day. I just like good music, you know?
Yeah, I can definitely feel you on that note, and that's why y'all bring that good music to the table.
Yeah.
You know, say no more. Like, that's just what y'all do.
Yeah,
so, you know, I got to ask the topic question of tonight.
Economy.
Yeah, it's very touchy, but that's what it's about.
Yeah.
The importance of money. You know what I'm saying?
What?
You hear all this about the importance of money. M-O-N-E-Y. The importance of money. And I just want to hear from other people, you know, views and perspectives about the importance of money, especially nowadays. They're talking about how the economy is this and that, and, you know, you see people around you know, you see what's going on. So I just want, you know, you guys to share your views about what the, you know, the topic of the night.
Money.
You want to go ahead, or you want me to shoot on this one?
The economy, well, I can touch a little bit of it right now. The economy is like kind of like at its all-time low right now. So especially living in California, money is a big issue. California's Hollywood, Beverly Hills, Rodeo Drive, people rather spend some money on some Gucci. And you know
right.
what I mean? Rather than take care of their business right now. But, I mean, it's the society we live in. It's just, you know, making sure you take care of your business. But, I mean, but at the end of the day, the economy doing so bad, it's kind of hard. Everybody right now in the head is a little, it's like the exorcism. They twist it every which way. They don't know what to do, really. So I think it's more or less a little guidance, and then everybody be on track. But, hey, money is a big thing.
A major issue.
Yeah.
Big time.
But it's the root of all evil, though, huh?
Huh. That it is.
Well, I mean, I think, to me, I think, like everything else, money, happiness, success, love, all that's relative to what you, based on whatever you grew up around or how you brought up or what your value you formed inside your head. So, if you're the type of person that places a lot of value on that kind of thing, then, I mean, that's the kind of person you are, and you might need it a lot. But in the end, I mean, you got to be appreciative for what you do have, and a lot of people don't, and people complain about the economy we have in California, but we on cell phones right now talking to each other. You know what I mean? We're making music. We're driving from job to job. But, you know, those poor, unfortunate people that made either bad decisions or had a run of bad luck, they don't have anything, and they're probably happier than we are. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
It's all, and the people who mainly complain about the economy are people who are trying to gratify something, you know, satisfy something instantly. And we're a gimme now type of society, and that's what, you know, the youth is used to. So if they don't get the new iPod, they don't get the new iPhone, or they're not getting the newest, you know, SBs and stuff like that, then we're in a rut. You know what I mean? But I see more kids with better clothes now than when I was in high school, you know? I mean, like I said before, I think everybody should be poor once, ugly once, and hungry once. And everybody would understand. You feel me?
Just to be humble and understand.
Yeah. Everybody needs to humble down and just accept the economy for what it is, and be happy that we're not in the jungle somewhere trying to eat each other.
But yeah, like, but that's real talk.
Well, you know, us as human beings, you know, we're made to adapt. You know what I'm saying?
And we will.
The world has always changed throughout time. Like, things have always gotten more and more expensive. So it's good to just plan ahead and know what time you're living in right now and to live accordingly. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like I said before about people need to get their priorities together. You know what I'm saying? But it's one thing that I have noticed, though. Not having too much money could probably be a blessing, in a sense. It could probably save your life, because you notice people who do have money, they can do so much with it to where it could do, they could do something to end their lives. Like, you know what I'm saying? Unfortunately.
Yeah, I was reading about this billionaire. He's like loaded, and they made an article out of him. I forgot where. I think it was on Yahoo. And he was talking about how bored he was of his money, that he started giving it away, and he just wasn't happy at all. He had limitless money, like at a certain point in his life, and he was the most unhappiest person on earth. I mean, not to say that would happen to everyone, but it's like you said, sometimes it's not a blessing.
Yeah,
but like I always say, we always joke around, and when I see artists on TV or people thanking God for getting a new car, new house, and all that, I mean, the greatest people of our time, men and women, die with nothing. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Look at all the greatest missionaries. Look at all the greatest prophets. They didn't have anything.
Mm-hmm. But, you know.
You're damn right. Yep, and that's why, like I said, I love having these kind of, shows, because that's what happens. Like, people get to hear different views and where everybody is coming from. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what's up right now. People, you got After Hours here.
We in the building.
Yes. Yes, Forever Hot Topics is going down. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I want to play my song, Sky's the Limit.
What?
Because the sky is the limit.
And don't let nobody tell you it ain't.
Definitely. So watch out,
even if you got a dollar in your pocket.
For real, though. For real. Man. You guys are so cool, so down to earth. Like, it's so cool to just have you guys on my show, and your music, is definitely reflecting. You guys are just too much for me. You know what I'm saying? But check it out right now. Your boys, After Hours, Sky's the Limit.
Get what I'm striving for. Get up, little bigger than I did it before. Get up, can't no motherfucker hold me down. Get up, I'm the king, nigga, throw me the crown. Yeah, I do a little shuffle right across the sky. Keep my star player suited up, me and I. I'm off some new shit, they don't need to try. I'm the boy you done heard about. Yeah, too much, too little, too late. What the world don't try to say. But I know this life just a game. Let the dice get spread. My bottle had another model follow, trying to call me tomorrow. I don't fuck with those models. I'm a little buyer, NASCAR. Hot, damn, man, is Charlie that hard? My God, I wanna be like Charlie. Stack big chips for getting any type of party. Sky's the limit, you know I live it up, I do what I do, so gon' give it up, I'm hot as hell and you not old. Well, tell it to somebody that care, my dear. Jury of my peers, I'm guilty, baby. I'm killing it. True blood, I'm eating it.
fresh off the bone. I'm an animal, homie. Devil on my shoulder, no matter how old. Deal or no deal, I'll make it at home. Rookie on my back, no type of turning back. Million miles a minute, I'm running this home. Throw me the crown, nigga, please look around. Nigga, I am home, nigga, I am king. What I'm striving for. Get up, little bigger than I did it before. Get up, can't no motherfucker hold me down. Get up, I'm the king, nigga, so many times. Yeah, I do a little shuffle right across. Got home, keep my car, play a suited up seat. And I see, I'm open to do shit, they don't need to try. I'm a boy, you done heard.
Charlie and KC through Lucky,
and we all pretty much just clicked after that, and here we are.
And there you go. That's a blessing right there.
But there it is.
As far as myself, I was doing my own little thing. Me and my guinea committee, and now we just brung all that together. And you know, it's a lovely feeling when you got other ambitious people that share your ambition, your integrity, and that's what happens when you put great minds and people with great wills together. You know, you make great music, and I feel like with the right ears and the people behind us, we could be something special out here.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you definitely can. I definitely agree. And, just like I was telling your boys, and just like I keep saying, I don't care because I'm going to keep saying it. It's the truth. I just want the world to know that you guys are just stupid hot. Stupid hot. You guys are very creative. Very different.
You got to be on the spaceship first off.
And fresh.
Fresh.
Appreciate. I definitely want to collab with you guys one day. You don't have to say that in there.
You already know that.
There we have it, people. Tonight, After Hours. After Hours is here.
City Boys? Huh?
You know, we was having you have a question?
Oh, no. It's all you. I'm listening to you.
Oh, okay. We was having a talk, the topic of the night is economy, the importance of money. Yes, and I just want to know your views and, everything on that whole topic.
First off, we can all agree that the economy, it took some downfalls in recent years, and, we out here trying to build it up. And as far as this whole money topic, money this, money that, we all realize that money runs everything as far as this world that we live in. But at the end of the day, it's all about our bond with each other, trying to make it better for those that come after us. I read an African proverb, and it said that the world wasn't given to you by your parents, it was loaned to you by your children. So we just out here trying to make it better for the world that come after us, I got a child in this world, for all the parents out there. Shout out all the parents out there. They got children trying to make it better for those. Trying to make it better for those to come that comes after us, So that's my whole approach to this, to life in general, to music, to any situation I put myself in, I try to approach it with the intentions on not only teaching, but, absorbing at the same time, and, reflecting that on, through my music,
I'm really happy that you brought up family, because, people starting to lose contact with all of that. Family is very important. And a lot of people make all this money for themselves, but they don't, put it into their family and, growth like you was talking about. Like, I think that was a very good point that you brought up,
I'm just trying to, that's just what I see. We all see the same thing out here. It's just we all need to take heed to it, We all need to take heed to it. That's just really what it's about at the end of the day. That's really what it's about,
Family, a big thing.
On another note, everybody could come join the family at the Libertine on the 2nd of November. And if they could hurt, December 2nd, come check us out. We guarantee you be, getting some good music in your system. Hit you with a little bit of
arthritis. Can you repeat that again? Can you say that one more time?
Oh, yeah. You want to check us out? They can check us out November 2nd. At the Libertine, I think that's 11 p.m. Come check us out. We're going to be out there rocking the Libertine out. And then on December 2nd, it's part two to the Good Hurt. We just got through doing the show maybe, a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. Smashed out there. So we're going back out there to, have another smash session. So we like to invite everybody who's listening, including yourself.
And definitely tell the people where they can keep up with you guys. Tell any link, anything that you got, bring it. It's all your time. It's all about After Hours. I just want the people to know how they can get, in contact with you and your music and et cetera, and knowing up to come shows and so forth.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. We got our video, our Sippin' Rosé video. If y'all ain't talked about it, it's already on YouTube. Y'all can check us out
on SoundCloud.
SoundCloud,
too.
CD yeah, Baby, iTunes. Go get the album off iTunes.
We're about to shoot two new videos coming out.
Oh yeah,
November
oh, yeah.
and December.
Rock Bowls.
So, man, it's about to be real hectic. You know, even Facebook, you can follow us at Facebook.com.
Yeah. Or our Twitter page is @onafter2am.
After 2 a.m., after hours. There we go. Y'all heard it right here. Forever Hot Topics, after hours. So I hope you guys not leaving anything out because the people need to know.
Oh no, we're dumping it all out.
We're about to turn the album name. We're about to do some T-shirts with that name.
Yes, please keep it. It's so catchy.
I love it.
Two black guys,
a Mexican and an Italian.
Yes.
Walk into a bar. You know what I'm saying? It ain't nothing like it. It's all about that new swag. And
the after hours is bringing it full throttle.
I just wanted to say it is a pleasure to have you guys on my show. I am so happy that I had the blessing to have you guys here to share who you guys are personally, upcoming shows, upcoming everything, sharing your hot, unique music. Support these boys. These boys is off the chain after hours. And I want to thank you guys again. It was a major honor to have you guys on my show tonight. I'm a big fan. I'm a major supporter. I will be looking at whatever y'all sending me, links, whatever.
We're going to touch bases real soon.
Yes, we need to. We need to, definitely.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you guys have a good night. Be safe too. And always keep God first.
That's right.
Man, all right, y'all take it easy. We appreciate everything. Thanks.
All right, y'all. Yes, tonight, y'all heard it. The topic, economy, the importance of money. We had Unique Gotti in the building, female hip-hop artist, West Coast, East Coast movement. We had Your Boys, the band, the group, after hours. Your Boys is hot. They're coming with that new swag movement, and they're doing it like that. You know what I'm saying? Tonight was a very good show. Mayhem Mondays, you know what I'm saying? And we're getting it in, and that's what it's all about. I'm about to play a little bit, a little Wayne, to get us at closure for tonight, and keep it posted every Monday. Mayhem Monday, Forever Hot Topics. Check it out.
Cut the music up a little louder. Yeah. You had a lot of crooks try to steal your heart. Never really had luck. Couldn't ever figure out how to love. Last forever. Now you in a corner trying to put it together. How to love. How to love. For a second you were here. Now you over there. Oh, not there. The way you moving your body like you never had a love. Never had a love. When you was just a youngin', your looks were so precious. Now you're grown up, so fly, it's like a blessing. But you can't have a man look at you for 5 seconds without you being insecure. You never credit yourself, so when you steal your heart. Never really had love, could never figure out how to love, how to love. So you had a lot of moments that didn't last forever. Now you in the corner trying to put it together, how to love. For a second you were here, now you over there, it's hard not to tell. The way you're moving your body like you never had a love. Had a love. Oh, when you had a lot of dreams that transformed to visions. The fact that you saw the world affected all your decisions. But it wasn't your fault, wasn't in your intentions. Be the one here talking to me, be the one listening. But I admire popping bottles and sipping just as much as you admire.
Check us back in November. It's going down. You know what I'm saying? It ain't no stopping over here. But, you know, I'm about to be getting my party on. You know what I'm saying? Because it's going to be October 31st. So we're going to be back in the building November 7th, 6 o'clock p.m. to 8 o'clock p.m. Holla at your girl. You know what I'm saying? Forever the realest is signing off. You dig? Deuces.